Okay, so today is February 13th, 2019, and we're going to do lesson number 249. It is called Knee Pulling the Shoulders to Sit Indian Style. So please begin as we usually do, lying on your back. Your legs are long, your arms are long down by your side, taking a moment to check in and start to observe yourself and observe how you're resting on the floor today. Bringing awareness and attention back to those four dots, those four points, the 2 points in the shoulder blades, the 2 points down in your buttocks cheeks, and then connecting those dots, right, to make a rectangle. And observing how that rectangle feels today. If one side feels longer, shorter, slowly roll your head to the right and left, observing the quality of rolling your head. So go a little bit slower and really feel, how does your ear roll and approach each shoulder blade? Does one side pull a little bit? And is the pulling up more towards the base of your head and ear? Or is it down by the shoulder blade, neck area? And now it's great. Okay, so from here, you're going to bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and you're going to place your left ankle on your right knee. That's it. And this is going to be the configuration that we're going to come back to again and again throughout the lesson. Okay? And what you want to think about is not so much this left knee coming towards your face, but away. Okay? So you're going to put your right hand with your left knee and your left hand behind your head. There you go. So again, you're not going to think of pulling the knee in, but you're actually going to think of your left knee pulling on the right arm, moving away from you, that's it, and down to the left. That's beautiful. And as your head starts to arch, you're going to then lift your head. There you go. And then go back down. So just do that little bit. And you know, for right now, let's have you leave your head and your arm on the floor. I really want to emphasize, that's it. As the left knee moves away from you, pulling on the right arm, and your head arches back in your hand. Yeah, not that much, but just feel, yes, feel how that happens. Good, and come back. Right about there and stop. Yeah. So don't let the head completely lift. The moment you think it's going to lift, that's enough. And try that again. Beautiful. and feel how that shoulder blade lifts and comes forward. Okay, let it go, pause. Lengthen your leg and arms. Okay, so bend your knees again. This time you're gonna put your right ankle on your left knee. Reach over with your left hand, bring your right hand behind your head, but again, leave your head on the floor resting in your right hand. So again, think of the knee, the right knee's pulling the left arm and shoulder. And really go slow with this in the beginning so you feel that the left shoulder blade comes away from the floor and your head begins to tilt back. There you go. Let your head tilt back. Nice. And do that a couple more times. That's why I said, I think that this is a really good lesson for you with what's been going on. And it's great that I can just watch you. There you go. Do that just a couple more times. Great. Okay. And let it go. Rest everything. Okay, so from here, you're going to bring the soles of your feet together. That's it. And once they're like that, you're going to slide your right ankle on top of your left. That's it. Sliding it up all the way up to your left knee. So, yeah, slide it and then slide it back down. And as you slide this right ankle and foot, as much as possible, trying to keep the right knee open to the side. That's it. And do it again. And now reach down with the left hand to get a hold of the right foot. Come underneath the right foot. That's it. That's it. And slide it down again. Now pulling on the shoulder. Arching the head. Think of the foot getting down back to the ankle. So go back, bring the foot back over to your knee. And then think of sliding it down. That's better, Marlee. And then go back again, that's enough. See if you can let your head hang more back. Just do a small slide. That's it, like that. And let that shoulder and neck arch, that's it. That's what I want to see. That's it.
Really good stretch.
Yeah. And try that one more time. Excellent. Let's let that go. Straighten your legs and rest. Breathe. Bring the soles of your feet together. That's it. This time you're going to slide the left one up to your knee and back down, and just do that a couple times. And then you're going to reach down and get a hold of the left foot with the right hand. When it's at your knee, and then that's it. The ankle slides down the shin. Arch the head back instead of lifting. Let the shoulder lift. Let the ribs arch. Let your head hang back.
That's where I'm feeling this. Here and here.
Think of the shoulder blade moving back. There you go, like that, and down, and see if that helps. Okay, and then let's pause for a moment with your hands. Let go with your hand. Change over your feet again. So, yep. Keep your head back. Try to not lift your head so much. So from the get-go, I want you to feel how different. First of all, you're reaching on top instead of underneath. So do that. And then as you bring the knee away from you, yeah, just feel what's different now with the left side and the right side. What do you do different? And then bring the foot back up, and then do it again. See, that shoulder blade stays behind you. You really bring it forward on this side. I want it, when I say drop down, it drops down like this.
And that's what you were looking for?
Yes, and you didn't do it on the other side.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Right. Yeah, I'm just...
There. Okay, now change the legs again. See, it wants to come forward? Yeah. So think drop behind you. Think behind, drop. Drop the shoulder behind you.
Feels like I am, but maybe I'm...
And now bring the foot up a little bit. And now think of rolling the shoulder. There, that's dropped behind you. Now let it, yeah. That's it. That's it. And bring it back up. And then again, roll that, yes. That's it. Now, how does that feel with your elbow and your neck? Roll it back. There you go, and down. There you go.
Okay. So I'm using some different muscles way back.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And remember when I said in our last session, after our last session, my suspicion is it was more on this side than that side?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do that one more time, and then we'll pause.
Down.
Yep. So think of it's like, you know, when somebody says, roll the shoulders back, and then you're dropping it back like this, and it's creating this arch in the back.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. Rest it. Rest your legs. And just notice how that feels now. Okay, so bend your knees again. Put the left ankle on the right. That's what, right? And then you're gonna reach across. Yep. And then bring the other hand behind your head. And then once again, start to take the left knee away from you. Pull. That's nice. And then come back. See how much easier that is?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Good, now we're gonna change just your hands. So bring your right hand under the sole of the right, nope, of the left foot, and your left hand down with the left knee. So your head is gonna arch back on its own. You're gonna start to push once again. Think of pushing or taking the left knee away from you. Starting to go down to the left. The right knee tilts in. Mm-hmm.
Is it okay if the foot slides down like that?
Yeah. Beautiful. And now again, what you're thinking the whole time is these shoulder blades drop behind your back.
Okay.
Right? So this is both of them now. Because you have the right hand with the left foot. And you have the left hand with the left knee. So it's like both are dropping behind you, creating this arch in your head. So all the ribs are coming forward. Your head is hanging back. And then you come back to the beginning again. That's it. Let it go and rest it. Legs long, arms long. Okay, so we're going to try that with the other side, right ankle on top. So start with no reaching across first, left hand with the right knee, and go back to this. So let the shoulder blade come drop down and back and arch the ribs. Let the head hang back in your right hand. So again, your left hand is with your right knee and your right knee is moving away from you. And you start to go over to the right side. And then you come back to the beginning and you do it again. Make sure that you're breathing. So what does that mean? It means that you're inhaling and exhaling. You're not holding your breath. Arch, there you go. Now you're gonna change the hands. So you're gonna bring your right hand down to your right knee. The left hand goes underneath the left arch. And you're pushing again that right knee away from you. Still kind of holding on, that's it. Both shoulder blades drop behind you. And you arch your neck. And that's as far as you go. The left knee starts to tilt inward. Going over to the right as well. That's it. Come back. Let's let it go and rest on your back. Legs long, arms long. Notice the four points, the four dots. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, observing now the quality of rolling your head to each side. Bring it back to the center. Okay, so let's bend your knees again. Place the left ankle on the right knee. Okay, and get a hold of the left foot with the right hand. That's it. And placing your left hand behind your head. Okay, so this time you're going to think again that the left knee is always moving away from you, and you're holding on to the left foot with the right hand. And as you get the arch, you're now going to go to the maximum place of arching your head, and then you're going to lift your head. And at the same time that you lift your head, you're going to straighten the right leg. Nope, that's left leg. So keep that right. Yes. So go back. So think of the left knee moving away from you, pulling on the head, the shoulders, arching. And when you're at your maximum arch, start to lift the head so that as if you were going to come up to sitting. Lift your head. No, lift your head, your face. Yes, to look forward and straighten your leg. Go back down. So you arch, and then when you lift your head, let your chin and everything. Yes. Arch. And then keep moving that left knee away from you. Straighten the right leg as if you were going to sit. And go back down. That's, you're getting the idea. We'll just keep. There you go. That one was good. So we'll do it again. Straighten, there you go. Good. Now the only thing I'm going to have you change this time is I'm going to have you put both hands behind your head and continue with the same thing, and let's just see if that helps.
That does help.
With the lifting of the head, straighten the leg, as if you would come up to sitting.
Am I supposed to try to come up to sitting? Okay. All right, I'll change this one. Okay. Knee away. Arch. Left leg. Arch. Left leg.
And then lift. Better. It's okay.
It's okay to jerk?
Don't jerk. Nice. That was good. Go back. Good. Let's rest it. Okay, so we'll change the configuration. Bend your knees, that's it. Place the right ankle, there you go. Reach down, get a hold with the left hand. Right hand under your head. Right, so you're gonna arch. Think of that right knee moving away from you. Then you lift your head and straighten the left leg at the same time. That's it. Nice. And come back. Nice. It's easier on this side. That's okay. Good. Now again, with this side, see what it's like to have both hands behind your head. Arch, then lift, then start to straighten the left leg. Your right ankle, again, is on that right knee and thigh. Beautiful.
Yeah, I actually felt like there was a chance there for a minute.
Yeah.
So that's...
Nice. Good. Okay, let's rest it again. Bend your knees again. Bring the right ankle to the left again. Yep. And now let's bring both hands down to get a hold of the right ankle. Okay, excellent. There you go. So the left hand. I want you to think of dropping them back and arching. Now, the left leg you're gonna bring to the ceiling. There you go. And you're going to swing the left leg over towards your head and then swing it forward to come up to sitting. There you go. There you go. There, see, you can come up. Now go back. Swing the leg. Really swing it. Keep it up. Swing it. And now swing back. Let it flip over there. There. Just get some momentum. Feel what this is like. That's it. Now, as you keep doing this, slowly let your right hand creep over to the left knee. Keep doing it. Don't stop. There you go. Push that left knee down. Remember, the left knee moves away from you, not towards you. That's it. That's it. Now make the swinging a little quieter. Go back to the left knee bending and standing. There you go. And now come up to sit. Straighten the left leg and bring, there you go. And go back, work with it. That's it. Beautiful. Rest on your back now. Take a good long rest. Bend your knees. Bring the left ankle, that's it, to the right. Bring both hands down. So remember, right hand under the left foot. Left hand over with the left foot. Yeah. Okay. Now bring your right leg up to the ceiling. Swing it over you and come all the way up to sitting. So really use momentum. So you get the idea. That's it. Then slowly transition into having that right leg, that's it, bend to stand, and then you straighten to come up. And then bend it to stand, and that's it. You're getting it.
I can do it. Some of the momentum comes from resting that foot.
That's it.
You were right about the other side being easy.
Try it again, one more time. Excellent. Lie.
Think about arching the neck. Makes a big difference. I just figured that out.
Good. Okay, roll onto your back, rest. Okay, so bend your knees again. Left ankle on right. Reach down and get a hold of the left ankle with the right hand from underneath. There you go, the foot. Okay, so you're gonna hold on and we're gonna go kind of back to the beginning but add a variation in. So keep that hand down by your side. You can move it a little bit away from you. So you're gonna start to move once again. It's about moving this left knee away from you, taking it down to the floor, and you're tilting everything over to the left. So your goal is, that's it. So the right knee comes down, so you get the shoulder blade to arch back, the head to arch back. Beautiful. And that's it. And now come back to the beginning. Beautiful. That's it. Really think of that right shoulder blade rolling behind you. That's it. That's the movement. And when you do that, feel what the ribs have to do. Beautiful. Good. Now see if you can add in the left hand to be pushing the left knee away from you. Do the exact same thing, but now it's both shoulder blades arching back, tilting both knees, let that right knee come down. Yes. Roll that right shoulder blade back. That's it. That's beautiful. Come back up. Let's have you do that a couple more times. So let the shoulder blade roll behind you and then let the arm lengthen. That's it. Let it go behind you, not in front. Okay, rest.
That requires a lot of focus.
See? think you did better with just the one hand when we left the left hand, yes, on the floor? That's going to be your homework. Okay, let's try the other side. Bend your legs. Bring the right ankle to your left knee. Come down with the left hand. Nope, underneath the arch of the foot. Now you just think your right hand is out to the side, arm resting. Your right knee you're going to take to the floor. Left shoulder blade is going to drop back behind. The arm stretches out. The left knee comes down to the floor as well. The whole back arches, the head arches. That right knee touches, and then you come back up to the start again. So you really think about, yeah, the left shoulder doesn't have the same problem as the right. And the other thing is, not only does this drop back, you can let it drop back more, there, like that. And then let this stretch and straighten. You do that really good. And those are the two pieces needed on the other side. So just keep that right arm down. That's it. Let the weight of your body, the weight of your pelvis, everything going over to the right. That's it. The neck hangs back up. Think of that shoulder going back. There you go. So this is helping to open your chest. It's making us realize, I think, all that years of sewing, how tight in here, because to drop back like that, do you see what I'm saying? Food for thought for next week's session. There you go. Beautiful. That one was so good. I think just me saying that.
Yeah. Thinking of opening the chest.
Think of the chest opening,
yeah.
Right? Instead of those, the chest closing. So this is a great homework between now and next week, just this movement. So let that shoulder blade, and you do it better when we just have one arm. Now bring it back. The very end, it crept forward.
Did it?
Mm-hmm. Now let's see what happens when you bring the right hand to the right knee. There you go. Think both behind. There you go. Bring that left one behind. Drop it back. There you go. There. That's it. Drop it back. There. Beautiful. Rest on your back. Lengthen your legs. Rest. Take a nice long rest. Bend your knees again. Place the left ankle on the right. There you go. Reach down underneath with the right hand. That's it. Keep the left hand to your side. Go over to the left as far as you can. Think of bringing that right shoulder blade drop behind you. Let the right elbow stretch out. Don't let go of the foot. So both knees go to the left. And just see if you can hang right there. And now you're going to slide your left arm up along the floor to come underneath your head. That's it. And now you're going to side bend your head. So you're going to start to slide your head on the floor, left and right. So, and not under your neck, under your head. Your hand is your hand is under your head, never your neck. head, skull. Nope, more under your skull where your ponytail, yes. So right there, now think of starting to slide left, there you go, and right. That's it, and then keep the focus of this, staying back, arch your back. Arch your back, there you go. Think of your belly, ribs pushing forward. That's it, there, here, and then even more over here. That was it. Arch, yes. Let's try that just a couple more times before I let that shoulder go back. That big arch. That's it, Marlene. And let that foot and left knee pull on that right arm, right? There you go, to get more of an arch. Beautiful. Rest. Okay, come back, rest. Just really rest. Notice your inhalation, your exhalation. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Right ankle on left. Nope, right ankle, right?
Yes.
Left ankle, you were right. Left ankle on right, reach down with, left hand, isn't it? No.
I think that's what we just did.
Right hand, there you go. Reach down with, so your right ankle on the left, reach down with your left hand underneath the arch of the right foot. Keep your right hand next to your body, okay? Start taking the legs to the right. So again, your right ankle is on your left knee. Let the left shoulder blade slide behind. Let your back arch. Take the legs over to the right as far as you can go. Then you're gonna bring your right hand underneath your head. Again, always your head, not your neck. And now you're going to start to laterally slide your head over to the right and then over to the left. When you go to the left, it lets that left shoulder blade drop more behind. So do that several times, sliding left, sliding right. Nice, bring the shoulder behind, no. There you go, and let the elbow straighten. There you go.
Grip there.
Excellent. So all you need to remember is whatever ankle is resting on the thigh, that's the hand that reaches down. Okay, come back, rest on your back. Bend your knees again. Bring the left ankle on the right. That's it. Reach down with both hands now to get that ankle. Lift your right leg up in the air so it's straight. Swing it over you and swing forward to come up to sitting.
I was able to do this before. Okay, it's okay.
Bring the leg to the ceiling. Start up there. Swing it over you. Swing. Swing, there you go. And go back, use momentum. That's it. Now as you continue, you're gonna then bend that right leg to sit cross-legged. Keep doing it when you come up to sitting. There, cross-legged, then go back, Straighten that leg, do it again. Swing up, bend it under. Start to swing back, straighten it and go up. Swing up, bend it under. It's okay. Swing back. Beautiful. Again. Excellent. And go back and rest. Bend your knees, bring the right ankle onto the left, reach down with both hands.
This is the one I just did. No.
Okay. Bring the left leg up towards the ceiling and swing it over you. That's it. Go back again, do that two or three times, and then start to fold the left foot underneath the right to sit Indian style. Nope, you want to.
That doesn't happen.
But you can't let go. And go back. This tells us a lot about that right hip. There you go.
But it feels real different.
Right, it's the right hip. But there you go. That's giving you a hard time.
So.
And that's what you. Actually, and that's what you felt with the upper neck stuff back here. So now we know what to work on the right side. That's it. Let's have you just do it two or three more times, a couple more times. That's it. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay. And rest on your back. This was so perfect. So really, really rest. Again, bring your attention to the four points, the 2 points of the pelvis, the 2 points of the shoulder blades. Notice now how much more your shoulder blades are back, that your chest is open, your throat is open, your chin is more back away from your throat. So you're lying with your shoulder blades more back. Yes, roll your head left and right and see how that feels. That's right.
And it's bumpy, and it's hard to roll your head.
Yes, that's why I made the comment, feel how much more, and your chest is open.
Yeah.
I mean, this just gave us a wealth of information. No mistakes here.
Yeah.
Yeah, just feel, just feel how nice and easy that is, and how your shoulders are rolled back. Yes, and how that eases up things with your pelvis. So then taking your time, you'll roll to a side, come to sitting and standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.